Like to welcome everybody to our Medina Township Trustees Special Meeting, November 15th, 2023. Time is 3 p.m. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
All right, today's work session is going to be working around the KLA Risk Consulting, and we may just move over to another table where we can kind of be closer to one another and might help communication. So I think we, is that okay with everybody?
Good with me.
All right.
I'm already in my way.
And you are?
Elaine, Zoning and Administration. Ridgely, R-I-D-G-L-E-Y. Administration. Chrissy, K-R-I-S-S-Y. Moore.
And your role is?
Secretary.
Secretary.
Ask for action.
And Mike's gone, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and Mark's gone.
Correct.
And I got Doug Eastwood.
Here.
Chuck Johnson.
He's not present.
He's not present. And here is Angela Ventura.
It's our fiscal officer. She's not present.
Okay.
Perfect. And Bruce Christopher.
Bruce Christopher.
Trustee.
Saw some of those names originally, and I'm like, yeah, a couple changes. Not the important ones. The important ones are still here.
You know why I'm here?
You can explain.
Okay. What time is a risk pool? They're not here. They have the same rules as the insurance company, but they're not too traditional. Your claims pay the, your premiums pay the claims of other townships, and other townships' premiums pay the claims. So, once every 3 years, I come out and I button up liability loopholes. And the thought process is if you've got a policy in place and you're sued, the damages are less.
How much?
Theoretically.
Okay.
You never know. I mean, how egregious is the action? Okay. So the thought process is, for example, is if you have a sexual harassment claim, the damages will be less if you've got a sexual harassment policy than if you didn't. Or a driving policy. Or on and on and on. Okay.
Can I ask you to talk just a little bit louder so the eye in the sky can pick you up? I appreciate it, and it's probably fine. But
I'm a low talker.
It's
You bet. So, I come out once every 3 years, and I make recommendations, and it's up to the trustees. Okay, I don't tell you what to do. The closest you'll ever come to having somebody tell you what to do is OTARMA. And if they don't like what they see, they may contact you. But generally, they don't. And they like to see that you're making progress, that you're all very warm and welcoming, and, you know, I made good comments, you know, and they were great, they were interested, you know. I have made comments that said they were not interested and didn't really want me there to begin with. And, okay, so that happens, you know. So they just want to know that you're working towards a goal.
Can I share just real quick? These are the three departments we have. We don't have a active fire department within the township. So we got our police, we got our service, we got our, all represented.
Your fire, is that fire district, or is it you contract that?
We contract that through Manan City.
Is there any way I can get a copy of that? Yeah, just image it, send it to me. Are you in a hurry? Because I can get you done quicker than I can get done anybody else, if you want to listen to it.
I'm fine, sure, go ahead.
All right. So, everything is documentation, okay?
Yeah, going up to my car for a second.
Very well.
Can I go out the back door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lock that until you put that in.
That way?
Okay.
Ready?
All right, so how many administrative employees do you have?
How many what?
Administrative employees. Are you guys full-time?
Yes.
How many roads workers do you have, full-time, part-time, seasonal?
Five full-time. Right now, zero part-time.
Okay, any seasonals?
Not at this time.
Okay. No question.
Summertime, we get some.
Summertime, we usually get.
Maybe one or two.
One or two? It really doesn't matter, it just gives me perspective.
Okay.
Okay. And then police, how many full-time?
13.
13? You have any part-time on this? Any seasonal on?
No.
Guys, call me sir.
It's really boring.
Do you have a safety committee that talks about safety issues, like monthly? Or do you talk about safety issues as they come up in trustee meetings?
Talk about.
In my department.
In your department, yeah.
Don't you guys go to that safety service thing?
We go to safety council once a month.
Do you have written personnel policies?
Not yet.
Does it have a sexual harassment policy?
Yes.
So you adopted that? Okay, actually, the recommendation was, do you guys train on that annually? So, 3 years ago, we recommended that you do, and.
We're gonna be going over all of them.
That policy, but that's news to me, so I appreciate that.
Do you have a copy of the recommendations from 2020?
Did I not send it to you?
You may have, you may have, look, I don't know the.
You made copies?
That's up to you, this is my copy that I referenced on, this is something you would have gotten anyway, so if you want to make copies, you can. Do you have a handbook?
Yes.
And do people sign off when you get new employees if they got it?
Yes.
And are there written job descriptions in there? Or do you have written job descriptions?
We do have.
Yeah, I think each individual.
That's one.
Yeah, we.
When was the last time they were updated? Shit for you?
Been a while.
Been a while.
Probably.
2019.
Couple years.
I think in 2019 for everything else, that seems to be the date on these.
If you had told me it was 10 years, I'd recommend that you were paying 2019. You have a sexual harassment policy, so we're gonna recommend that you guys train on that annually. You can do that one of two ways. You can get on the OTARMA website, and there's a sexual harassment class in there. You take the class online, it gives you credit, and then you get a certificate that you complete, that you can turn in to whomever collects those. Or you can have a sexual harassment seminar or class, or KLA Risk Consulting comes out, not me, but somebody else, and does a sexual harassment class. So whatever way you want to do it is perfectly fine. But we're recommending it.
You say that's available through an OTARMA?
or.
Website or?
The Diotarma website is you can do it online, or you can have KLA Risk Consulting come out and do it personally.
I think that's what we did a few years back up at the Masonic Hall, didn't we? Isn't that what that one was?
What's that?
Is there a charge for that?
Not the website. Diotarma pays for it.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
How many people, we, say we did a personal one, would you do it by department or would you do, it's hard for us to get everybody together at once.
You know, they're coming out of Columbus, so it's, you know, it's a long drive. So we'd like to have everybody together.
As efficient as possible.
Yeah, as efficient as possible. Like today, I've been in Lake County, Lorraine County, and now I'm here. So.
And we might have. At the Masonic. Maybe with Michael's hunter. No?
Now, would you be the one doing the training for the?
It's probably the owner, Kim, looked at them.
Or we could do it online, right?
Or you can do it online.
Because.
Whatever you think is easier for you, you know?
I just, well, unfortunately, mine and it costs a lot of overtime.
Yeah, the police department.
That might be an online thing for that.
Now, would, we have this, these policies called Lexipol that we do sexual harassment training on, would that suffice?
You do?
Yes.
I've got a whole different section for you, okay? I've got a whole section for the police department.
Good.
When was the last time, and then you contract, and you're gonna give me a copy of that contract? And who is it with again, please, the fire department?
Medina City.
Do they also do the EMS or is that contract?
They go to the hospital.
So Cleveland Clinic is running the hot ambulance?
LST, yeah.
LST, what's it called now?
Cleveland Clinic LST. Life support team.
And so if I, if Cleveland Clinic LST picked me up, I'd get a bill from them? Definitely, so they're private.
Don't we pay a percentage?
Yes.
Yeah.
We pay a whack, we get whacked pretty heavy when you're picked up in our township.
You have a contract with them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send me a copy of that contract also, please.
Like 40 grand a month, just saying.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And who's your legal counsel? Do you have your own legal counsel? Do you have your own legal director? Or do you use your county prosecutor?
We have used our county prosecutor up until this year, I mean, recently since I've been here. And we have recently obtained private counsel, outside counsel due to some conflict of interest. So.
Is your private counsel your go-to person? I mean, do they come into trustee meetings? Do you keep them on retainer or they?
They're not on retainer.
So they're per need?
They're per need.
Okay. But you still go to the county prosecutor?
We use county prosecutor as much as possible. Just here.
What sort of outside contractors are you guys using?
Outside contractors.
Yeah, you doing your own road work, chip and seal?
We do, paving's all contracted out.
Paving.
Concrete's all paved, contracted out. Trees are, we do.
Major, major.
We do what we can do, yeah.
Do you bid that out or do you go through the county with your paving?
Through the county.
Through the county, so they do.
They pave it, they do the bids, they make the bid packet up, put it down.
But for trees, you're, that, you contracted them?
Yeah, contracted them, so.
Culverts?
Yeah, yeah. Well, culverts, depending on the price of it, it goes through the county too. If it's small enough, I'll do it myself, if it's too big a project, it'll be contracted out, the county will do it their own.
Do you have any mowing contractors doing cemeteries?
Mowing contractor does pretty much all the mowing.
Roadside mowing?
Not roadside mowing, just the flat ground. We do our own roadside mowing.
Any building contractors, renovation?
Doing an addition right now.
It's another addition, so you've got outside contractor. What do you mean by addition?
Addition on the service department.
Okay.
48 by 80 addition.
a renovation to this facility here.
So you have contracts in those things? Do those contracts have hold harmless language in them, saying that they hold the township harmless for any injury or accident that they may cause? I can't answer that. Do you get a certificate of liability insurance? Does it name the township as an additional insurer?
I can look out and see.
So when you ask for that, just say, can I get a certificate of liability insurance that names the township as an additional insurer? You go to the insurance company, says, I need a certificate of liability insurance, blah, blah, blah.
Right, yeah. We do that with the ball fields. We rent the ball fields out.
Sports leagues?
Sports leagues. And we get an insurance thing from every one of those teams.
My next question. So, do you let people use this building for meetings and such?
Yes.
And then you let people, the sports teams, use the baseball fields?
They rent them.
Do you have a facility use agreement when they use this building?
Yes.
Does it have hold harmless language? That they hold the township harmless for an injury or accident that they may cause?
I believe it does, but I don't quote me on that. I can look.
Okay, yeah, take a look.
Yeah.
But there is a written facility use agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Are you doing monthly road and side inspections?
You ever have?
Yep. Are you documenting?
Our time sheets.
So answer this question. If
if the sign's down, we fix it.
You can be out there every 5 minutes. Unless you document it, it doesn't mean anything. So here's how that goes. Somebody gets hurt, sign's missing. They sue the township, and they ask you if you inspect roads and signs. And you say, yeah. And they say, well, how often? You're out there all the time. Can you give me documentation for being out there all the time?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't. So you don't do it?
Nope.
In a court of law? Well,
basically, we do it. We do it daily. Okay.
Do you document?
So if there's a sign down, yes, we document it. In our police catalog.
We're not documenting that, yeah.
It's, but you have to document that you're doing it. That you're out there
that you're
doing
physically
an inspection.
Oh,
this
will be a
binder that says we drove around
on this day, this time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Right.
20 here.
Yep.
You got it.
You want to keep that?
No, that's okay. The playground, is it being inspected?
Playground.
Ball fields?
Just
soccer.
Ball fields. Just three baseball fields and two soccer fields.
No. The answer would be, according to your regulation, I would say no.
You know, it's a playground.
As far as fences.
Playground needs to be inspected all the time, but as far as baseball fields and soccer fields, if something's wrong, is somebody letting you know?
Yeah. We're good
with that.
I'm good
with that.
Yeah. Okay.
If you had playground?
There's no playground.
With playground equipment, that has to be inspected all the time. Are you guys
left for some money for that?
Pardon?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you doing pre-trip inspections and are you documenting that?
We do them.
So you're not documenting. I'm catching on.
Do we have those, you know, I have those books that we...
I have a book. I have a book for every truck. Yeah.
Okay. He hasn't. He's just up there. And it's okay. It happens a lot.
You see my shop, my equipment, you'd understand.
So, is somebody looking at, this is a public access building, is somebody inspecting this for safety at least once a year, documenting?
I say no fixed document. The documentation, I think, is
what we lack of
documentation.
Yeah. I'm going to send you a one pager.
Okay.
Anybody here
guilty
can do it. You know, check the mark. This is good.
That's good.
We're at the reorganizational meeting. You know,
yeah.
It's just part of that. It's up to you.
Like, what would be the things you could check?
You're just looking at the roof and the concrete and the steps and the parking lot, and just making sure that everything is safe.
And that should be every facility we have.
Well, no, public access facility.
Access.
So this is the only public access facility, correct? I'm not worried about your garage.
Well, no, I'm saying he would be probably best to inspect it.
Yeah, he can, but.
Once a year, yeah, we can do that.
But take a look at it, you.
We can do that.
If you've got some building knowledge, you might be able to do it.
So you're just talking rough.
Rough, yeah.
The concrete steps.
Steps.
Don't let that, yeah.
Anything like internal?
Yeah, internal, that, you know, we've got exit signs up here, you know.
Yeah.
It's a one pager, check the box.
Okay.
Give me the form, we'll take care of it.
Your vehicles, are they on a regular maintenance program?
Once a year.
Once a year, do you document it?
Yep.
Any of your trucks require a CDL license?
Yes.
CDL drivers drive CDL vehicles?
Yes.
When you hire somebody, are you getting a copy of their driving history?
The abstract.
Are you doing it annually?
You said the police have been done this year.
We do ours.
You do yours annually.
I thought the township did it annually.
We do, that's why I was trying to make the list, but you said you did yours at night.
Celia always did that, Celia always took care of the abstract driver, she did everybody in the township.
So, no, it hasn't been done yet.
But you do it normally every year?
Every year, yeah, last year it was done, I did it last year, but this year has not been done.
Okay, well, you saw that, huh?
Yeah.
And if you don't get it, then in January, it's fine too. Okay, it's, do you have a driving policy in there?
There's a vehicle use policy.
Not vehicle use, driving policy.
I thought it was.
Has it more?
Well, a driving policy talks about, don't drive distracted, don't use your cell phone, use your seatbelt, no unauthorized passengers in a snowplow. If you get a ticket or an accident, you're to let the township know, even personally. Okay, and that one's the more important. If you have anything like that, and it also says that if you get 6 points, that you're not driving a township vehicle anymore. You have that?
We may, I'm new to the secretarial job this year, so.
Is it in here?
I'm not seeing it either. I thought I came across something driving, don't.
We might have given you a.
Yeah, it was like a one piece of paper. Thought I saw something, and it may be in the back drawer too, where I saw it.
You do have one.
Here, this is vehicle use policy, is that what you?
Is that what, you put it under vehicle use policy? Is that, don't.
I don't think it's vehicle.
You've got one that says, if any employee or volunteer with driving responsibilities requires more than 8 points in a 3-year period. You got it.
I believe that's.
Is that what that is?
Furnished vehicle, use of furnished vehicle, proof of driving privileges, need for counseling, disciplinary action, accident procedures, mandatory seatbelt.
In fact, that's what it is.
That's what this is.
Okay. So we recommended that you go from 8 points to 6 points 3 years ago, and I'll reissue that. So you haven't changed it to.
This is from 2013.
Okay. So in 2020, we recommended that you go from 8 points to 6 points.
I was in the private sector, the insurance companies, they're tighter than that. If you get 4 points, I don't know, my driver starts kicking them on the list, yeah. Two tickets and my guys are off, so, I'm just saying.
Oh, no, is this what you see, that policy there?
You might have it.
Yeah, that's what I was reading from.
Is that what you agreed to?
Yeah, 8 points, we recommend that you change that to six, but that's up to you guys, okay? At some point, tell me you're not gonna do it. All right, we're gonna leave it at eight, and I'll start, I'm gonna keep recommending six, if you're gonna make the decision to go eight.
We'll talk about it, like, we'll change it.
Industry standard is six, okay? So for people that drive township vehicles, there's a provision in there that says that if you get a ticket or accident, you're letting them know. So if you got an employee named Mike, and Mike's, terrible accident, or he was at fault, or reckless driving, whatever.
Is this at work or a personal?
Personal and at work.
Okay.
And Mike's to let you know. So you have the opportunity to take Mike off that truck. You don't want Mike driving a truck when he's had reckless or endangered, any one of a number of serious felonies, or not felonies, but citations. Because if Mike doesn't tell you, gets on the truck.
Hit somebody,
you know where I'm going. Kill somebody, Mike's gonna get his own attorney to protect himself. Mike's attorney's gonna come to you and say, you knew my client had this reckless driving ticket 2 months ago. Why did you require him to get behind a snowplow? And your answer is, we have a driving policy that says that Mike was supposed to tell us about injuries, about accidents and tickets. He didn't tell us. He didn't give us the opportunity to take him off that truck. Now, Tarman's liability goes from way up here to way down here.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and that's why you're doing the motor vehicle record checks annually. And those motor vehicle record checks help you if you got an employee named Mike, and Mike's been here for 20 years, he's a good worker, but he's got 4 points. Mike, get your act together. 2 more points and you're in trouble. Or in your case, 4 more points and you're in trouble. You can't let you go. Okay. Is anybody using a personal vehicle for township business?
I do.
You do?
I do too.
Are you giving yourself a copy of your insurance card to verify that you've got insurance and that it's enough?
Okay.
Are you guys driving township roads?
I don't say. I drive township roads,
but not for township business.
Not necessarily.
You have a zoning inspector?
That's you.
Okay. Especially you need to get a copy of her insurance card to verify, one, that she has insurance, and that, two, it's enough. While she's using her personal vehicle for township business, it's your insurance that covers you in case you get into an accident. It's not autonomous.
Okay.
And so if you don't have insurance and somebody, and you hit somebody, then Otarma kind of becomes the insurance carrier, because if they can prove you were working, then they'll go after Otarma. Was. If you have very low liability limits or property damage, okay, if you have $15,000 of property damage and you hit a $60,000 truck, your insurance company is going to pay $15,000, and then they'll go after retirement for the rest. So we just don't want to be the insurance carrier that we don't get premiums for. Okay.
Since we're talking about vehicles, when we drive to a meeting, do we have to worry about that?
That's your insurance.
Pardon?
That's your insurance.
Okay, no, I just wanted to...
Yeah, that's your insurance. That covers you. It doesn't happen that often. So, on the liability scale, it's way down the line. You do your own fireworks? When somebody complains, is it written down someplace?
Complaints on what?
Somebody complains.
Yeah, we usually receive written complaints.
Yeah. And the resolution of those complaints? Okay. We had a township. Okay, built a lake up here. Roads here. Other guys down here. This guy says, I don't like that lake up there. So he complained. And they went to the guy that had the lake and said, hey, listen, your lake is not, you didn't ask for approval to do it. And second, it's not, it's not structurally sound, you need to disassemble that lake. And he did do it. So this guy complains to the trustees again, the trustees go back, and they're documenting all of this.
Paper trail.
Paper trail. The dam failed and took out this guy's house. Okay, Otarma wasn't on the hook because the trustees did their job to document that they told him to get rid of that lake. So it went back on the owner of the lake's insurance policy. So that's the kind of stuff we're looking for. You know, complaints where the where there's a resident. It doesn't happen that often, I get it.
Just because I'm familiar with lakes, if something like that would come in here, we would normally contact our county authorities who
right.
are making the rules on the lakes, if you will, or the state.
Right.
If the homeowner's in compliance with what his regulations were, obviously we aren't going to be able to change
nope.
that, but we've done our homework and our paper.
Right.
So that's still okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
So but for complaints, that's what I'm looking for, is paper trails. That's all. Now somebody calls about a pothole. Okay. Go fix the pothole. You know.
Okay. We don't have any of that.
No.
You don't?
Cool.
We don't have any of those.
Doing any special events? Festivals,
yeah.
Bounce houses?
In the summertime.
What do you
have? Our one trustee is motivated to have a summer event at the parks over here where he invites vendors and community to come, and they usually have a music venue going on. It's a little bit of a cookout. It's intended to be somewhat of a festival, but also a chance for local businesses to share what they do.
It's also a chance for the police, the fire, to show what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had a real good fire department had a real good thing.
They were going to fly in a helicopter, but
rain
came in that
wiped
yeah,
that out.
But
that's
all right. So the food vendors, they're contractors.
Well,
do you have a certificate of liability insurance?
We didn't have them last year.
Last year we didn't do it.
Okay.
The year before we cooked ourselves. We
okay.
didn't have a vendor.
Then you're fine.
So,
if you're cooking for yourself, you've got liability insurance for that.
Okay. Yeah. But if we did have food vendors.
Then they're contractors and you want a certificate of liability insurance. Maybe the township is an additional insured. They're contractor. You're contracting them to bring in, to provide food. Bounce houses. If you rent the bounce house and man the bounce house yourself, then you're covered. But if you rent the bounce house and somebody else mans it, you want to make sure that you've got a certificate of liability insurance. They're a contractor. Do you have any buildings that are not insured by Otarma? Do you have any buildings that you lease from somebody? Do you have any buildings that you lease to somebody?
Really? I mean, the fire department. We own the buildings they're running them.
I forgot how many. You got one. Are you full time zoning?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And was there a part time person?
Used to
just
be.
You?
A long time ago.
But it's just,
me.
Okay. When were zoning regulations last updated? 75. Just kidding.
If she doesn't like you, they get real tough. No.
You know, like the comprehensive plan or, yeah, like
2019?
Yeah.
That's like, as long as they're not
10, 20. No, nope.
Okay.
No.
And then, is it the fiscal officer that has you right in? Are there other computers for the township?
Other, just our networking system
uh-huh.
that, yes,
yeah.
we have.
Do you have any personally identifiable information on that network? His social security number,
I do on the main, yes, secretarial computer.
Okay. And so who, do you have an IT company that supports that?
Yes.
And who is that?
Lighthouse Solutions.
So they're verifying that your system is secure?
Yes.
And will contact you in case of a breach?
Yes.
Okay, and has given you provisions on handling personally identifiable information? To not share with anybody?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
And do you have a document retention policy?
We do.
And do you have a document destruction policy? Or, excuse me, it's the same thing as retention. The other question is written records request policy, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay.
Board hammers.
I've been up since then. Do you have a social media policy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. When was it written? Recently?
Take a look, I believe it's like 2019, like the rest of us.
So you've had one for a while then?
Don't quote me on that, though, wait a second here, it's in here. And whether or not it was approved?
It was approved, but I see several notes that was not approved by the...
Yeah, it was, this was approved 2020, 1/9/2020.
And so my house has told you what to do in case of a breach. Did they provide you any training?
Not to me. I mean, like I said, I hope the secretarial position since January. I can ask them all about that.
Curious. Doesn't have to be.
Okay. I mean, is that the normal thing?
I'm not gonna make a record. It'd be nice if you got some training.
They've been with us for a long time, so they may have in the past, you know.
There's somebody from Altarma, his name is Aaron, and he's doing cybersecurity classes. He may contact, he'll probably contact the fiscal officer.
Depending on the timing of that, I want to also contact... Okay.
Yeah.
I know it's Aaron with cybersecurity.
Yeah, I wrote that.
Okay, so...
Thank you.
I take the suggestion.
Have you changed all your street signs to those highly reflective signs? That's been a process.
I did it back, I got a grant for it probably, it's been less than 10 years ago.
You're pretty urban here, but bear with me. 17-year-old boy on a motorcycle on a hard surface road where it changes to gravel. You got any of those? Okay, hard surface is yours, but the gravel is somebody else's road. Nothing like that?
Nope.
You'd need a pavement.
Yeah,
you need a pavement and sign in that case. Are you spraying for weeds?
Yep.
You got a certified sprayer?
Yes.
Do you have an above ground bulk fuel storage tank?
Yes.
I'm gonna go by and take a look at that if you don't mind. Is it here outside?
No. Where is that service garage?
Service garage, where's the service garage? Let's see, I've got...
Good on here, make a left, 3718 Weymouth.
3718.
Weymouth?
Spell it.
W-E-Y-M-O-U-T-H. It's in a temporary spot right now because of the new addition that's going on.
Oh, okay.
So I had to move it. Yeah, it moved.
Okay.
It's a concrete tank. It's a concrete tank, yeah. Concrete tank with a concrete wall with a tank inside of it.
Okay.
Is that exactly what it is?
Is it dual or one use?
Just one use.
Just one
diesel.
Use. Got diesel.
Just diesel.
You have a gasoline?
No gasoline tanks.
Does your tank have an NFPA 704 placard? The placard?
I believe so.
Yeah, it says 1993 or it says 032.
It had all of them on it.
Okay, is there no smoking sign up there? Mm-hmm. And a flammable liquid sign. Is there a fire extinguisher within 50 feet of that?
Okay.
And an emergency shutoff switch, as you said, it's temporary, but...
It was. It was all the like, I can take it out and show it to you.
Okay. So I'm not worried about that, it's temporary, but that needs to be more than 15 feet away, because you don't want to go towards the fire.
Okay.
You want to go away from the fire.
Yep.
Okay.
It's all there. And it will be on the new addition too. I gotta have it moved on this thing.
Okay. Any underground fuel storage tanks hanging around? Do you have an oxy-acetylene torch? Is the gauges on it? Is it on a cart?
With the fire extinguisher.
Fire, no, I'm not seeing sure there. What's your regs on that? Are you using it every day? So if you're not using it every day, the regulators have to, should come off. I'm not going to say have to, but the regulators should come on and the caps put on and separate. If you want to keep the tanks on the cart with the regulators off and the caps on, you need a separator in between the two tanks. You get a piece of steel and weld it to the cart, quarter inch steel, just give a burn time between the two, or you have to go out and buy a new cart. And all the new carts have those separators.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that one can do it.
So. Your vehicles, when you send your vehicles out for repair, stuff you can't have, are you sending them to a garage?
Yep.
Not a guy?
A garage, yeah.
A garage with insurance?
Yep.
Okay. ASC certified mechanic.
Yep.
Do you have safety, do you have fire extinguishers and first aid kits on your CDL trucks? Are you doing any training for your employees?
As far as?
Snowplow training, chainsaw training?
We just went to a snowplow class.
Okay. Do you document that?
It was documented through the county, yeah.
But you could find it?
Yeah.
And then, which trucks require CDL training?
Six big trucks.
Okay. What changes have you made? What changes have you made in the last 3 years? What have you added and gotten rid of?
Yeah, we got rid of nothing.
Okay.
I've added just another dump truck, really.
What is it?
Kenworth T440.
Is that new?
Brand new, yeah.
22 or 23?
22, I think it was. We got a 22 pickup. Does that matter?
Yeah.
Smaller ones? 22 pickup.
What is it?
GMC.
Is it 2500?
2500. How many years back you want to go?
No, I'm asking about new equipment that you've gotten in the last 3 years.
I'll just go off the list from 3 years ago.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Okay.
Those should be on there, but they'll be on your the list that you gave to Otarma, but they asked us to look at this to see if there's any changes that they haven't been communicated on or if you've got a bucket truck. I would have asked you if you're doing the annual inspection on that bucket truck. And some vehicles require additional inspections.
Not yet.
You had to say that bucket truck, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is that on your wish list?
It is on the wish list.
You turned true for Christmas. Cemeteries. How many active cemeteries do you have?
One.
What's the name?
Medina Center Cemetery. Hasn't been very active this year.
Do you have any inactive ones that you just...
Yeah, three of them.
Three? What are they?
What are they called?
Yeah. Their names?
One's Hamilton. Hamilton? I think it's called Hamilton. Hamilton.
If you don't know the name...
Windfall.
Windfall. W-I-N-D-F-A-L-L.
W-A-L. Remsen. Yeah, Remsen.
Spell that for me.
R-E-M-S again.
Are they fenced?
Completely?
Usually on three sides.
Well, they've got trees around.
What about Medina Center? Is it set the fence around it?
It's got arborvitae around it. Okay. That act as a fence, and it fences down two other sides.
Okay.
So I'd say
I'm headed down the vandalism angle here. Are they close to a school or close to a town? I mean, are they close to anything? Okay, I'm not going to worry about anything. Do you have dawn to dusk hours posted?
Yes. On the active one.
Do you have cemetery rules posted at the active one?
No.
Do you give cemetery rules when they buy a plot?
No. We had cemetery. There was some written somewhere. We don't give them out, but they are written.
Okay. And then you guys mow them, right?
It's contracted out.
Oh, it's contracted out, that's right, okay. And then who takes care of the roads in front of the marina sites? Is that you guys or should they take care of the roads also? The road mowing, the ditches and all that?
The ditches we take care of.
Take care of that, okay. And who takes care of the headstones of the damage at the active one?
We do.
Have you ever had somebody out there doing some work?
Straighten them?
Straighten them.
Grimson?
Yeah, they did, no, they did.
Okay. Contractor. Certificate of liability insurance.
What about a nonprofit preservation, historical preservation society?
Yep.
If they want to do, I mean, yeah, I.
She hired somebody though. She did hire somebody, or we hired somebody, and she overseen it.
The help they hired is probably just hourly through a recovery program. Is the, and she oversees it.
We think so, at one point.
Yeah.
So she probably has liability insurance, and you'd want a copy of it. Maybe not, but ask, okay?
Who's she? Who you talking about?
I'm talking about Sue.
Susan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have insurance.
I would, so. Okay, then a whole harmless agreement would be the backup, that she holds the township harmless for any actions or injury that might, she may cause, and she's doing.
Is that something that you might be able to?
I'll get you a copy.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you plant the grave sites?
Do I what?
Do you plant grave sites?
Lay them up?
Yeah. Do you do?
I do.
Who's got the burial records?
I do, and I have a map, and there's a map here.
Okay, so there's two sites?
Two.
So if one's destroyed, you have a backup?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You guys been sued in the last 3 years?
Not me, not my department.
I don't think so. It's better to claim co-tarm in the last 3 years?
Yeah, for sure.
What?
I had a roadside mower, the boom got bent on it, got damaged.
What year was that?
That went through our tournament. What year was it? I can't answer that.
Within the last 3 years?
Could be right about three, probably. If I had to guess.
Anything else? See, this is the part you think of in discussion only. But I don't. Because I'm a contractor. Sedgwick, personal, has that information. But I don't have access to Sedgwick or personal's records, and they're not going to get into it. Because I'm not their employee. So we kind of sit in our own little silos. We talk a lot together. But because Oterma doesn't have any employees, we're all contractors.
Can I ask about another question?
Sure.
As far as Oterma involvement and the lawsuit, I don't know that it's called a lawsuit, but I think we've had an investigation on a personnel situation.
Any of them? Police vehicles?
Not through the courts. Kind of findings on that, but it is something that was going through, and I do believe it was turned into Oterma.
Okay.
So
any police vehicles?
Mm-hmm.
Police vehicles?
It would be PERSA.
Yeah, do you agree?
Would that be PERSA?
Yeah.
Any police vehicles involved?
Like any accidents?
Kind of.
You guys just have had accident accidents.
You had to claim when the work got scratched up.
Yeah.
Did that go through Oterma?
I think that was PERSO.
That's Oterma.
That's Oterma.
Yeah.
PERSO is the contractor.
And I don't know that total. Did that go through it?
The one in the clip of the wall?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It was their fault on that.
Chief, what do we got? We got one claim, two claims?
One claim that we filed with Bracken.
Well, that's our insurance.
I don't think it went through.
Yeah,
I don't think it went
through. If you filed it through Bracken and PERSO was involved, it's Oterma.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think
it was all going to the same.
Yeah.
That one's at the body shop now.
Yeah. Okay. What was that?
That was a door, passenger side door.
2340. What happened?
Officer was backing out, responding to a call.
Okay, so it was up in the garage. Okay. We had a thing a while ago, but I don't think there was any plane more than 3 years ago.
You may want to look at that.
The down on Baghdad.
So that was over.
That was, there was nothing there. Okay.
That was Cook, what you talking Cook? What did I say?
It could have been Cook.
Yeah, that was.
So 3 years ago, you had 10 full-time, and now you've got 18.
13.
Don't be three in this account.
Well, I wish my son-in-law just got voted into the county sheriff.
Did he?
Yeah, in Virginia, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. We'll see if the marriage survives.
And then two clerks. So, is talk about these guys, but in the past you had one part,
what
two clerks, and one part-time. It's just police department, that's just kids.
No, we're talking about police.
You have one part-time. You have one part-time police officer?
No.
Clerk?
Clerk.
Okay. And no part-time police officers. What would you say the experience is for your group? 3 years ago, it's 14 to 15 years experience.
We
got some newer officers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just
a
perspective.
10 years.
10 years.
Yeah,
okay. That's that'd be kind of rounded out everywhere. And everybody's been to a
lot of person.
And do you acquire previous experience when somebody comes in or you take them out of school?
It all depends.
Did you do background checks on your car stuff?
Background, psychological, drug test,
criminal, fingerprinting, written tests, physical tests, psychological, motor vehicle checks,
yep.
Domestic violence. Checks,
Tumblr, criminal.
Yeah, okay. Annual physicals, are you doing them?
No, we don't do them.
The last chief.
How long have you done the chief? 2 years.
2 years, okay, so this wasn't you, this was somebody else.
Dave Arnold, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he was going to implement something called a fit force.
It probably was colonials.
I don't know.
If he was here 3 years
ago,
it was probably a colonial. So it was a new hire, and he had ambitions of doing something like that. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing about it.
It's very, very difficult to do. You have a training officer or officers?
Yes.
One and one, two?
Yeah. Two. Certified.
And how often are you training?
You're flexible.
They're shooting that stuff to you on a monthly basis.
Sure.
Are you doing any driver refresher training?
Yes.
When did you do that and where did you do that?
Oh, God. Send them to the state.
Okay.
Pretty much send officers every year.
Every year?
Yeah.
That's expensive.
No, these are actually free classes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The only expense is that we have to provide our own vehicle.
Okay.
Gets beat up a little bit.
Okay. First aid training, CPR training? Doing that anyway?
That's a good question. First aid, CPR. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure I have to know. Are you using body cams?
Yes.
Everybody trained?
Yes.
Is it optional or is it
nowhere? I mean,
that's just someplace where
body cams optional?
Why?
I do it all.
Weapons, 9mm or 40 Glock or?
Nine.
No, all nines?
All nine.
Okay. And then you're doing your, at least once your firearms.
Yeah, we're doing a lot more now. We're doing it two or three times a year. And we also do use of force. We're doing that pretty much every couple of months.
What's use of force?
That's just, you know, for using any kind of force applied to somebody. If you have a violent subject or something like that, or somebody resisting arrest, or, you know, or like a legal guy that ran, but an officer involved shooting.
Okay.
So, and that's also through Lexapol, and our, one of my training officers is also a use of force instructor.
When you said, when we talked about firearms and then you went to use of force, I thought we were talking about firearms, use of force.
Well, that too.
That too.
Yeah. Okay. That includes deadly force.
And the off-duty weapons are registered with you?
Yes, and we issue off-duty. Okay. We do not allow them to carry their own off-duty.
Okay. Do you then provide safes or any sort of security for home?
Yes. Yes.
But what do you do your fire, your testing now? 3 years ago, it was three different firing ranges.
We only use one range.
Okay.
And that's,
yeah. Which one do you use?
On Pearl Road.
Certified?
Indoor or outdoor?
Outdoor.
Certified?
Yes.
Still using ASPs?
ASP is a baton.
We haven't been using them for a long time.
What type do they have then?
Yeah, are they available?
You know what, to be honest about it, I can't even recall any of my officers carrying ASP anymore, now that we have Taser.
They carry their spray also?
Yeah.
No. Taser still carry both of those?
Yeah. Okay.
And then you, are you carrying shotguns?
Yes.
The shotgun training?
Yes.
AR-15s?
Yes.
AR-15 training?
Yes.
My pastor and I had an argument about clips that have multiple, you know, big clips. And just couldn't put it in his mind, you know. So I went, I got six clips. So I went and I said, okay, here we go. Boom, 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 slap, boom, 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 and it's just nine. And he goes, oh, okay, Mike, I got it. Doesn't matter how big the casing is, it matters how many little ones you bring with you.
Yeah. Right.
So you're Lexapol.
Yep.
How long have you been Lexapol?
Been a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there's no illusions. I mean, there's just nothing about Lexapol in prior reports. So it just might not come up. Yeah.
Before your time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Wait for my time. Do you have any special units, detectives?
We have a detective.
One detective?
How many detectives?
One detective. K-9?
No.
SWAT?
Yes. Not our own SWAT team. It's county SWAT team.
So you're not responsible for the SWAT? Are any of your members part
yes.
of that?
Yes.
Okay.
We have one.
Same make and model, or what do you got?
2023
Chevrolet Trailblazer.
2016.
How many years? You don't need a year, so, Ford Explorer.
How many?
I mean, for the take-homes, or how many we have?
Eight.
Okay, we have seven Ford Explorers. We have mine, Trailblazer, and we have a Ford Taurus.
So you have Taurus, I think.
Yeah.
What good little cars.
They are, they're actually in really good condition.
Really?
Yeah.
So the Trailblazer goes home. And what's the other one that goes home?
Ford Explorer.
And that's the assistant chief?
No.
Lieutenant.
Second.
So you guys own these or lease these?
We own them.
Because you used to lease.
Yeah, they used to.
How many of those are marked or unmarked?
Oh, what, three?
Well, no, mine's marked, it's minimal marked. So all three of them, we have, well. We have six that are fully marked, and then the three of us have minimal marked.
What's minimal marked?
Basically, where you got the hidden lights and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Brass license plates and things.
Some lights are in the ground. Yeah, I know those. So who takes care of that, those vehicles? Is it contracted out?
It's Montrose Ford.
And it says here is that you had cameras in the car. Do you have dash cams?
Yes.
Do you still have those?
Yes. Every vehicle.
Shotguns, flares, first aid kits, cameras. And did you pick up the AEDs?
Yes.
And everybody goes to Medina County Jail? Mutual aid with other?
Yes.
And then investigations for incidents and accidents, are you looking at all those? Are you looking at all?
Every single one.
Are you offering hepatitis B vaccination to your officers?
Didn't even know anything about hepatitis.
The possibility. If they're assisting with a traffic accident, and there's blood. They have the ability to, I mean, if there's a chance that they can have hepatitis B.
Right.
In an accident.
I had no idea about that.
Okay.
Is that mandatory?
No.
Is that a C?
B.
B.
Is that a once a year thing, or is that a?
I think it's once you're vaccinated, you stay vaccinated.
I found it annual.
So they may, some of them may have a chief already.
Yeah.
So you need to find out. One of your officers helps with an accident. They contract hepatitis B. It's forever. And they sue the township because they didn't offer it.
Yeah, I had no idea about that.
And you have drone?
No.
No drone. But you're doing your MDRs, right?
Yes.
And you use their driving policy of 8 points?
No.
Or do you have a different one?
We have.
What is it? Do you have any points it is?
I don't think we.
Is it through Lexipol?
Yes.
It's through Lexipol driving policy.
It's a lot more strict.
And it should be with police officers, right? Good for 3 years. That wasn't too bad, was it?
How bad were you?
I not bad, nobody's bad.
Just had to look at the feedback we would be able to get, I mean, I appreciate the things you're writing down, I wrote some stuff down.
Well, but I'm going to reissue the sexual harassment training. That was 3 years ago. And then proof of insurance, we recommended that 3 years ago, we reissued that. Then, roads and signs, we're going to reissue that. And the pre-trip inspection documentation, we'll reissue that. And driving acceptability standard, unless you tell me differently, we're going to reissue that one for 6 versus 8 points. And the oxyacetylene torch, we'll reissue that one. And then the driver, that was 2 recommendations, I'll come by and just confirm. And then you're doing driver's training.
Driver's training?
Please, yeah. 3 years ago you weren't, now you are.
Yep.
Okay. So there were 8 recommendations. 1 was adopted, 7 are being reissued, and then on top of that, I'll give you guys a recommendation for, and I'll get to your question after I'm telling you what I was going to have. Public building access, that's a new one. Certificates, that's an old one.
Chris, you want to check the shingle?
You said something about unauthorized people riding around in a truck.
Unauthorized passengers in a snowplow.
Yeah, what about for like taking contractors around to look at jobs? That's fine.
Yeah, but when your daughter calls you and says.
No.
And grandson is sick and needs to be picked up from school, come pick him up in a snowplow and take him.
If I take, try to take tree guys around, I take concrete guys around, and I pick up.
You just don't need passengers. What else is new?
Insurance cards.
Insurance cards, but that was on there before. That was on my previous thing. Cemetery rules, we won't give them to people as you sell, these lots are posted, but you need cemetery rules. And then whatever I come up with once I take a look at your tank. That's not so bad. All right, so here's how. Now, I've told townships that Altarna likes to see you engaged, which you are. That you're interested in this stuff, okay? You're not telling me to go pound stone. You're like a lot of other townships in recommendations. It's up to you to do this. We think it's a good idea. We think it's a good idea. If something happens, you want to have this in place. So you're not wishing you had it. Plus, it's a good thing. This is good policy procedure. You're an employer. The employee. We would recommend that you do these things. I had a township that had 14 recommendations, and over the course of the last couple of years, had 6 claims. Their punishment is me every year, instead of once every 3 years. I don't want to call it punishment. Altarna's interested in somebody visiting them and seeing some progress and asking questions like, what is it that I can do to help you to get this done? Okay. Altarna can increase your rates, they don't normally, okay, because of this kind of activity. I don't think they made 800 some thousand dollars back to you guys last year in return for raises for all the townships. So if I was a private insurance company, I would come in here and say that you need to do this, or I'm going to drop you. Or you need to do this, and if you don't, we'll raise your rates. And that's just the special relationship that you guys have with Altarna. I mean, they can do both of those, but they just don't. Because they're here for you. not for somebody else. They're not selling this coverage to somebody else. It's just for you guys. So there's a few recommendations. There are some townships that have more, some townships have less.
The things like the contract with the Cleveland Clinic for the LSD, that type of stuff, you just want to email it?
Yeah, just email or image it and send it to me. And then I'll take a look at it and I'll make, and they may not have recommendations.
Okay.
And if I do, run it by your county prosecutor because I'm in no way an attorney. Okay. And if I do have recommendations along the lines of the fire department or the ambulance or EMS, and you've talked about it and you're not going to adopt them, or you've talked to the county prosecutor, the county prosecutor says it's not necessary, just let me know and I will recommend it every year. Okay.
It's easy enough.
Yeah. You guys have any questions? All right, Tom does a opinion survey. Typically, I'd send it to the fiscal officer. She wasn't here today. So who do you want me to send it to? Doug?
She's over the limit of stuff, I think.
Will everybody have to fill it out or, okay?
Well, Tarver's just never done an opinion survey. And we've been doing this for them for years.
Send us an email, Patty, kind of funny. I just sent them 3 years from now.
I can take it too, it's a great deal.
Yeah.
Send it to me.
You'll be here.
Sure.
She's been here the longest.
Oh, hey.
Wait, she might not be here.
What's your email address?
It's zoning at MedinaTownship spelled out .com. It's okay. You got stuff going on. I'm good. It's not a big deal.
I just want to be vocal. I appreciate you, all four of you being here.
Oh, yeah.
Picking up on what we're trying to do. Very much so.
No problem.
Appreciate you reaching out.
Oh, sure. Well, it's my little part-time job.
It was obvious there were one or two things that were enlightening.
Yeah, well,
things that we just hadn't thought about. And
some things that weren't taken care of 3 years ago that you could take care of if you wish to.
Correct.
I didn't know about that.
Well, some of these might be timely because we're doing redoing policies and they have a suggestion. And that just what you need to look at. Go ahead. Policy.
Yeah.
Once. You just get it once.
I got it once. Are we wrapped up?
Yeah, we are.
We are. I'm going to go ahead.
We are. We are done. I need your bathroom and then where is it?
You can follow me down there.
Okay.
Good. I have a bunch out anyhow. So.
Restrooms are right there.
All right. I am thrilled that we wrapped this meeting up in a relatively timely fashion, very informative. I would make a move to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
And we are adjourning the meeting. Time is 4:19 p.m.